Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so Wednesday here in Detroit with more news regarding the coronavirus, including the fact that we now have confirmed cases in our state. We probably did all along. We just didn't know it, and now we have a couple that are confirmed, one in Wayne County, one in Oakland County. We were talking there before the break about the different way we've handled it so far and the way Ohio has handled it so far. I just looked up the latest stats for the difference between the state of Michigan and the state of Ohio. We have two confirmed cases. The state of Ohio has three confirmed cases in the state of Ohio. And yet in the state of Ohio, the governor there, Mike DeWine, and I'm not ripping anybody here in Michigan. I'm just pointing out that things are probably going to happen rather quickly around here now. Mike DeWine, who's the governor of Ohio, he recommended that all colleges go to online learning and advises that there be no spectators at indoor sporting events due to the coronavirus. They have three cases. We have two. I suspect, again, things are going to move quickly, but that means Dayton next Tuesday and Wednesday. No, this isn't a ban that's been put into effect and effective immediately. This is his suggestion. So it's going to get looked at and it's going to get talked about and it's going to get debated. But Dayton next Tuesday and Wednesday for the NCAA tournament, no fans.
Oh, and I was going to say this should be the year we go.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Cleveland next Friday and Sunday is a host of an NCAA tournament venue. Right after that, you have opening day for the Reds and Indians. And if the governor of Ohio gets his way or his recommendation is adopted, there'll be no fans in the stands. Well, he said for indoor events, so I suppose that doesn't apply to the baseball. But
well, the Columbus Blue Jackets, didn't they respond by saying we're going to play in front of crowds?
Did they say that?
I thought that's what I heard yesterday. Okay, now again, things change very quickly.
We had heard that was said from the Blue Jackets and the Cavaliers, but we weren't able to find confirmation of that.
When I was driving home yesterday, I was listening to Always Aggravated, Mike Valeni, mm-hmm. and I don't know if it was him or one of the minions that had mentioned it in an update, but that's what they said, that despite the recommendation from the governor, that the Blue Jackets were going to play.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Now, in fairness, that could have been on Bogey and Wojo, too. I forget which one I heard it on.
Okay. We already know that the Mid-American Conference basketball tournament's closed. Mm-hmm. And closed to the public. These are really tough calls to make. Like, I know that some people roll their eyes and say this is all an overreaction. But I was trying to think about, have I ever had to make a call that impacted a bunch of people? And this is ridiculous. This is a stupid, I'm not drawing an analogy between the call I had to make and any call that
canceling an event for 50,000 people.
Yeah, exactly. But I felt a bizarre amount of pressure over this ridiculously unimportant call that I had to make because it impacted in the neighborhood of 20 families. All right. I'm not in charge of much. I'm in charge of my family and that's it. Right. But one year in particular, I was the team manager for my son's baseball team, right? And I was in charge of the fields, the schedule, and all this stuff. And it was late in the year, and it was one of these kind of the season's winding down, and we had a team coming from an hour away to play us. And thunderstorms were in the forecast, but they hadn't hit yet. Sun was out and shining. And so it's like 2 hours before the game. Sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. And you look at radar and you can see them coming, but you can't tell.
You know how fast it's coming.
Yeah, you can't tell if the storm is gonna hit us or not.
You made a big mistake that day.
Well, and it's one of those deals where you got to tell your team and their team, and it was my call. And I'm looking at the radar, and I'm going, I can't tell. It's a beautiful day. It seems fine. It's not the worst thing in the world if I say game's on for now and they show up and then we had to call it. And it's also not the worst thing in the world if I call it and nothing hits. And I decided to err on the side of caution and I called the game. And I felt stupid because even then people locally were like, well, why? It's beautiful. And I'm like, well, it's supposed to get bad.
What you didn't do was call me.
No, I should have called you.
That's what you didn't do.
You're right, I should have called you.
And that was probably the biggest mistake you made.
Okay, this is a scant amount of responsibility that impacts a scant amount of people.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But my point is somebody in charge at the Mid-American Conference made that decision. If somebody shows up in that arena with coronavirus and 30 people get infected, I'm going to feel a sense of responsibility. Then these people are in charge, get paid to make these decisions. They have decided apparently to go on with the Big Ten tournament in spite of the fact that the two Big Ten institutions in the state have said we don't want our students in class. Purdue and Indiana have shut it down. So you've got two universities in the Big Ten saying, and by the way, both reasonably close to Indianapolis, short drive to Indianapolis, saying we don't want to put our students at risk. And the Big Ten itself saying, let's go on with the tournament. Now, I'm not being, it sounds like I'm being critical of the Big Ten. Those things, though, don't seem to line up, do they?
No, but today starts the Big Ten tournament. So I was going to say these things can change. They can change their policy any minute.
Speaking of policies changing.
We have breaking news brought to you by radio.com and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors.
Michigan State is suspending all face-to-face classes starting at noon today. The president just announced in an email. So that's
Stoney, you just got the email?
I got an email from my daughter. Classes at Michigan State, effective today at noon, MSU is suspending face-to-face instruction in lectures, seminars, and classroom settings, and moving coursework to virtual instruction. The suspension of in-person classes will last until Monday, April 20th, and we will reevaluate the decision on an ongoing basis, sharing additional updates or modifications as more information becomes available. We're continuing to work with faculty and staff, blah, 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 and that's from the president.
Till April 20th?
Yes.
All I hear is Tetris tournament.
I know. Your Gators. Is that the rest of the semester?
Pretty close.
It's
got to
be close to it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a surprise. The rumor was out there yesterday that Michigan was going to do this. And Gator, I asked you in the beginning of the day if you heard anything about state, but
I had not at that point. Actually, I checked it 20 minutes ago and I hadn't seen anything. Now, in fact, they're not canceling school. They're just canceling the classes will still go on. They're just going to be online classes, right?
So my daughter will probably come home. Probably, unless you want, you know. Unless she wants to hang out with her friends, I mean, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, who'd want to hang out with her friends?
Well, knowing her, I don't know. She anyway, but if you're out of state, you can stay in the dorms.
So Ohio State, Indiana, Purdue, Michigan State. Rumor that Michigan's about to pull the trigger on that. I don't know if others will. I think they're all
going to pull the plug on this soon.
How do they? I mean, look, I'm trying not to be critical because I'm not. I don't know all that goes into it. How can they hold the Big Ten tournament in front of fans?
I don't think they will.
You don't? It's supposed to start in like 2 hours.
Okay. You got to make this. You can make decisions at the last minute and say, I'm sorry, but this is what we had to do. Yep. And the decision will be made based on two factors. The health of those involved and those that would attend and money. Liability.
Everything's about liability.
Everything's liability. Nobody wants to get sued.
It's funny you mentioned
Michigan. Have people show up to watch the Big Ten tournament. One person gets infected and say one person dies. Yep. You can imagine the liability involved, or just people that get infected and then have to, and actually get sick.
Right. Yep.
Spend time in the hospital. I mean, you're talking serious liabilities.
You mentioned Michigan. It's interesting because we, as parents, we got updates from Michigan State like daily, every 2 days. We have not heard one thing from the administration at the University of Michigan.
I imagine you will.
I hope so.
I imagine you will shortly. 248-539-9797. How has it impacted you, coronavirus, now in the state of Michigan? And if you take a look, these things, it spreads quickly. I did look up the fatality rate in the state of Michigan is less than the country of the United States is less than the rest of the world. Our current mortality rate is 2.8. Worldwide, it's 3.6 as it stands right now.
But we're also at the infancy of diagnosing people with the virus because didn't have the test kits before. Now we have the test kits.
We have a pretty decent sample size, though. We're over 1,000 cases. So hopefully that falls in line that we're at least handling it better once people are diagnosed. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Tell Carson Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I just got an email that all our kids' after-school activities have been canceled through the rest of the week. Coronavirus in our state now. And look, I said at the beginning of the show, expect things to happen quickly. And in the first 15 minutes, we've had Michigan State going to all online classes starting at noon today through late April. My kids' schools are shutting down their after-school activities for the remainder of the week. And my guess is it's just because they're trying to figure out a bigger plan. Yeah, when I figured out that Ohio, which had 3 confirmed cases, and Michigan got our first 2, and I saw Ohio's reaction, it seemed pretty predictable that things were about to really, really change here. And you know what it feels like? It actually feels like something out of a movie. Do you remember when we saw those drone shots of Wuhan, China, where the highways were empty, or you'd see a major city, there was a picture of a bridge and one truck going over the bridge, and there was no movement anywhere else in this giant panoramic view of this city. That looks like a movie. Looks like something out of a movie. Are we headed to that? We might be. We might be headed to a lockdown. But in the meantime, when you see empty shelves at grocery stores, that looks like something out of a movie. My dad had a colleague that just flew to England yesterday. How many people on his flight? Actually, I don't know how many people are on his flight. But he said he estimated that it was, he thought there was 10% full.
Mm.
And when we flew back from Florida, Ken Gator, we flew back from Florida on Friday. Do you think the empty seats we saw on the plane were coronavirus related?
I think so, absolutely.
I do too.
But when we went down there, it was full.
Yeah, well, things change quickly, right?
It was mostly full when we flew down.
Announcement, yes.
I'm pretty sure it was all full. But anyways, it seemed full.
Announcement, yeah, I thought it was full on the way down.
The three
but it was
of us
definitely
were packed together, but I'd heard from one of the flight attendants that...
yeah, I don't believe her.
Well, it was definitely less full on the way back. The Zac Brown concert at LCA for Saturday night, canceled. They canceled their tour. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136.
Doug, you're right. This is crazy. I feel like we're starting to head into... you know, TV, movie, you know, like I'm living it. Like this is really happening. I said it last week and I'll say it again. I'm not panicked at the virus. I'm starting to panic at the panic. Okay. You know what I mean? Like the reaction of everyone is causing me to be like, you gotta turn on your mic.
Sorry, my bad. here's one thing to remember. I don't think it's panic. I saw they had a chart yesterday about how these kind of pandemics spike. But if you do something about it, the spike is significantly less. I don't think this is panic. I think this is justifiable reaction to not eliminate the spread of coronavirus, but to curtail it and keep this from being a real, real issue. That's what we're doing. And I think it makes sense.
Well, pandemic, I think, is something where it means like disease and widespread, right?
Yeah.
Now, we had H1N1. We had Zika. I don't remember this reaction at all. Shutting downs of countries, counties, states, schools. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you don't want to call it panic, and that's fine. I'm starting to react to the reaction, if that makes you feel better. The reaction to this is like, whoa, are we in a movie? What's going on? They're telling all, you know, stay home. Don't do anything. There's no cars on the road. There's no one on planes and trains. And now I'm like, is this the reaction we need? And like I said, I'd rather be safe than sorry, I guess. But also, there is a line where you're crossed where you're like, we are way overreacting. And I don't know if we're there yet. Okay, I don't. I'm just saying my reaction to the reaction is what's starting to scare me a little bit. Like, wow, is this that serious?
248-539-9797.
Well, what's the point where you feel like it is serious? Like, how many people infected or how many people that have to die from this before we say, okay, you know what? This is worth the panic that we're facing right now.
I guess, you know, when I'll start freaking out is when I hear that, I mean, this is going to sound cliche, but when I hear that there's a large number of kids dying and they don't seem to be in the danger zone as much as our elderly. And, you know, certainly I care about my parents. I do that. But they can take care of themselves. And I trust that they will. I've talked to them about it, and they are taking care of themselves. My kids, I have to look out for. So that's when things will change for me. I don't think we're anywhere close to that. So I'm trying to ease the panic by saying, Kang, this is about keeping a spike from there being a spike in cases.
You know, because when I think of, like, epidemic or pandemic situations, I'm thinking of, okay, 10% of the population wiped out, you know? Maybe it's because I've seen way too many movies. Say it's 1%. If 1% of this country's population got wiped out, that'd be, what, 3 million people, roughly?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a significant number.
Yeah.
Do I think that's going to happen? No, because that's 1% of the entire population. How much, I mean, will there be 1% of the population that gets infected?
Well, yeah, I mean, and at this point, the mortality rate, the death rate isn't that high in the United States. It's less than 3%. It's still high for this kind of thing, but people are surviving it.
The rate is one thing, but the amount of people that get infected with it, I think, is something to be taken seriously. Because people want to make the comparisons to the flu all the time. Say, well, you know, only 70,000 people died of the flu last year. And okay, let's see how many people get infected in a 1 month period when the first, you know, case hit the United States, whatever it was, a week ago. We'll see where we are a month from now and how many people have been infected with the disease, and then you can understand why we are where we're at.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about the virus or the disease. I'm starting to worry about the reaction to it.
Yeah, I'm worried too that people are going way too overboard with,
I gotta buy all the toilet paper.
All the toilet paper.
What? Because we need to wipe our butts with this disease? Or
yes.
Like, how does this work?
And when that's done, I'm going to use paper towel. I'm going to go with the Clorox wipes.
You notice in all this, you know, buying up the shelves and everything, the one ply is still on the shelf. No one wants the one ply, no matter what.
I went to Costco yesterday after the show, and maybe I shouldn't be surprised it wasn't that busy because it was, you know, on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock or whatever. But I didn't notice any real empty shelves there. There was plenty of water there to be had, and I didn't see any like Purell or anything like that, but. There's plenty of hand soap to be had. Yep. This wasn't hand sanitizer, but hand soap
works too. Yeah. 248-539-9797. Don and Livonia on 97 won the ticket. Hi, Don.
Hey.
Hey.
Go ahead, Don.
Oh, the concern I have, you know, Michigan has a Big Ten tournament hockey game in Ohio State.
Yep.
I called the athletic director or the athletic department in Michigan. They said there's no word. As far as they know, that game's still on.
Well, I would proceed as if everything is on until you hear otherwise. But the game might be on. I wonder if it'll be without fans in the stands.
Well, if they're canceling class, I'm wondering if they're, you know, it's the sporting events too.
No, it's a legit question, and I imagine I don't think you'll have problems hearing about it, Don, if that goes down. But yeah, I mean, you think about, right, so you've got Michigan and Michigan State are down in Indy. The two Big Ten universities in the state of Indiana have postponed classes, but the two basketball teams are there, and I'm sure there's fans there. There's probably fans driving there now listening. You got Michigan playing at Ohio State in hockey, again, where they've shut down classes at Ohio State. One of the epicenters for this is the state of Washington. That's where Michigan's next football game is. Now, that's in September. I would like to think that we're going to have this under control by then. I'd like to think we're going to have this under control. We'll start down the downside of this by this time next month. But maybe I'm being overly optimistic. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't worry about the football season right now.
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm worried about the rest of the day. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Ron, who's next on 97.1 The Ticket in Macomb. Hi, Ron.
Hey, guys. I'm generally a pretty positive, optimistic person, but I have to tell you that my foundation has been shaking quite a bit in the past 24 hours. And I'll share with you a story. You know, my wife reached out to a friend yesterday. There were some discount flights to Florida for spring break and discount hotels and the opportunity to go away on spring break for next to nothing. And turns out this woman's husband, who's my friend, Brian, doesn't want to go because he's afraid of the coronavirus. Brian, what's the matter with you? Seriously, we can save so much money for spring break, and you're afraid of the coronavirus, something that's not even as deadly as the flu or the norovirus. Come on now.
Well, look.
I'm shaking. My foundation's rocked.
Ron, I guess the one thing I'd say is, and we're going to talk about this, is there's definitely deals to be had. You know, if you, according to a story on Yahoo, guess what you can get this year for about half the price of what you could get last year, as of right now.
Lobster.
Masters tickets.
Well, they're not sure what they're going to do yet.
But they're not sure what they're going to do. But if you want to buy a badge.
They released a statement yesterday saying they're monitoring very closely. And right now, everything's moving forward as scheduled. But, I mean, a lot can happen in 3 weeks.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136.
I mean, would you buy a ticket to an event that you couldn't get a refund for?
Well, not. I mean, I would presume I'd be able to get a refund for it. But I no.
No.
No. I mean, I bought plane tickets to Florida. But this before I knew this was all going to blow up, and thankfully Delta has done us all solid and said you can change your flight plans. So if necessary, we will, because it's all around a school trip. And I just mentioned our schools canceled after school activities for the rest of the week. Do you think they're going to send some kids to Florida for baseball?
Nope.
Nah, I seems unlikely at this time. But here's the other thing though, they don't have to do anything for a couple weeks. Canceling it now doesn't do any good. Let it ride out, unless there's deadlines of getting money back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.